I did my first winter in Antarctica in 1990, and that was at Mawson. It's one of Australia's three stations. I was employed by the Mawson Institute for Antarctic Research, which was part of the University of Adelaide, and I was running instruments which did measurements of the aurora, which enabled us to measure winds and temperatures in the upper atmosphere. I'd spent the previous summer at Mawson as well. That was 1988-89. And every moment of my spare time there, when I was there that summer, I'd spent with Mawson's 26 Greenland Huskies. They were usually run in two teams, and for an evening run around the station, you'd have maybe five or seven dogs. If you were going overnight, you'd take a bigger team of nine dogs because they were pulling a loaded sled. The Greenland Huskies are usually between 40 and 45 kilos. The biggest one had no problem putting his paws up on my shoulders, but I could still lift him when I had to weigh him, which we did regularly to make sure they were fit. Having worked with the dogs over the summer, I'd got to know all of them individually. You've got to be able to recognise each dog and tell them what to do. So when we came to organising the extra jobs around station, I put my hand up to be dogman. And the job of dogman is to look after the dogs and make sure they stay fit and healthy. I wanted to be dogman because I had a pet project. In my time that I'd spent at Mawson and talking to people who'd run the dogs, I'd heard lots of stories about a dog trip to Chloa. Now, Chloa is about 300 kilometres west of Mawson. People travel there by dogs because to get there, you've got to cross Edward VIII Gulf just before Chloa. And Edward VIII Gulf has unreliable sea ice and you're not allowed to take vehicles across it. So you had to go on the dog teams. If you're going to go, you had to have two dog teams because that gave you a margin of safety. So if once something happened to one, you had the second dog team. And if I was dogman, I was going to be able to do my best to see that that trip would happen in 1990. The dogs are very easy to control. We usually ran them with two people. One person would be controlling the dog and the other person would be controlling the sled. There were four commands you needed. One was sit, sit, Oscar, Guhor, sit, Pedro, just getting them to stop. Then ready, boys, and the sled would take off and you'd be down the snowdrift onto the sea ice. As it ran past the person who was controlling the dogs, you had to leap onto the sled very carefully so as not to tip it over on the snow. And then you'd be off. Left took you left out of the harbour, down along the ice cliffs. It was 2 hours to Ring Rocks. And right, 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 and you went the other way and there was islands off and ice cliffs. There's islands and ice cliffs and all over the place. So our preparations for the Chloa trip started fairly early. The first hurdle was to get official permission. Going so far from station, of course, we had to have permission from Australia to do it. There were sympathetic ears we were talking into, and that came fairly readily. We then, shortly after midwinter, set off to do a depot laying trip. We went halfway with our depots and then came back, and we were feeling pretty pleased. We could see this trip was going to eventuate. A week later, the kitchen burnt down. We spent a whole week just cleaning up all the mess. All our work programs were halted, and we thought, well, that's going to spell the end of a trip to Chloa. However, after that week, things became more routine, and towards the end of August, they said, oh, well, yes, you can go to Chloa if you want to. So in the 15th of September, we set off, and it was great to escape from station. Winter in Antarctica, it has its little moments, you might say. It gets quite tense at times, and just leaving the base, going for that period, you know, we set off, and we just felt so a real sense of freedom. We had permission to be away for 2 weeks. 2 weeks out and 2 weeks back. It was going to be quite a long time to escape. Going past the glaciers are really interesting. We'd sort of gone halfway in vehicles, then we were out into places we hadn't been before. The Hoh Season Glacier was moving really quickly and pushing the sea ice up into waves out in front of it. And after 10 days dog running and 3 days enforced rest by blizzards in tents, we got to Moonee Island. And Moonee Island, from there, it's one day running due north across Edward VIII Gulf to Chloa. We set out the next day, and about a third of the way, about 10 kilometres out, it was just getting rougher and rougher. In April, a big blizzard had broken up all the newly formed sea ice, which had been about 20 centimetres thick, and there were these huge slabs of sea ice had been blown by the wind out onto the northern side of Edward VIII Gulf. So we couldn't actually get to Chloa. We badly damaged the sled, and at that point we had to turn around and go back to Moonee Island. We didn't get to count the penguins at Chloa, but we'd had an absolutely fantastic time out running with the dogs. And if we hadn't have had it as a pet project, I'm sure our winters wouldn't have been as amazing as what they were.